Page 31. Louis Preston Sr. Dies of Gallbladder Complications by Judy Wilkinson. Louis Preston didn't know a stranger, remembers Catherine Skivers, recalling longtime CCB member Louis Preston. His close friend Martin Jones first met him in a professional organization for counselors years before Preston lost his sight. They had lost touch, but hearing of Louis's blindness, Martin reconnected with him, learning that he was working hard to cope. Jones invited his friend to a CCB convention. "All blind folks?" Jones recalls Louis asking. "How are we going to get around by ourselves?" "We'll take care of that," his friend assured him. And that began Preston's long association with the CCB. In a letter to Preston's family, Jones recalls that first convention. "At that time, my roommate was Dominic Martinelli. I, in turn, gave Louis my bed, and I slept in a chair." Page 32, because of the camaraderie and making positive connections with a newly blind individual, I had no reservations about giving Louis my bed. I introduced him to a number of individuals on the convention floor, and we had long conversations that would go to 2, 3, and even 4 o'clock in the morning. And on the turnaround, we had to get up by 7 o'clock for breakfast in the next workshop. Preston participated actively in the organization, hard-working member of the publications committee and board member up until the day he died. Martin recalls convincing a reluctant Louis to run for the board. When Preston wondered about how he might manage, his friend told him he'd be there to support him. "I'd be like the shirt on your back," Martin assured him. With an undergraduate degree in music, he sang and played the trombone. After receiving advanced degrees in counseling, he taught many years at Long Beach State, ending his career working mostly in its counseling center. He was involved in numerous community activities, the NAACP, Toastmasters, and devoted commitment to his church. Later in his letter, Martin Jones states, "Louis was a very kind, understanding, and compassionate individual. His loss is very painful and regrettable to me. There will be a severe emptiness having to readjust to a new roommate and not having him to assist with the prayer and a song in our devotional services. Louis had assisted me with mentoring of younger CCB members for leadership." Speaking of Toastmasters, another longtime friend, Dr. Pat, Patricia Adelican, DTM, a degree as coveted and hard to come by for Toastmasters as any advanced university degree, speaks of that great passion in his life. She got him involved, and together they founded a new Toastmasters Inner Strength chapter, where people who celebrated diversity gathered to carry on Toastmaster business. Dr. Pat told me Louis never missed a chance to educate people about blindness, what blind people were and were not. When making a point to someone new about a blindness-related issue, she said Louis always asked, "You got that on tape?" Louis is survived by his wife, Dr. S.E. French Preston, and 2 children. A scholarship, the Legacy of Love Fund, has been established by the family. For more information, contact Mrs. Preston at 17129 Antonio Avenue, Cerritos, California, 90703, or call 562-404-7935. More information about a possible CCB scholarship in his name will be forthcoming at the Spring CCB Convention.